I appreciate that you turned off the pump to Lux's turtle tank for the podcast. But the other day, I was sending my partner a voice memo from the living room while the pump was on. And they said, it sounds like you're coming from a serene Zen garden right now. just the water trickling sound. I was literally sending a voice memo being like, I'm so upset. I'm in such a bad mood.
It sounds like you're at the Garfield Park Conservatory.
Like so calm, so relaxed from such a... how can you be upset when you're in such a serene space?
I've been multitasking on the phone before near Lux's tank. And then someone's like, are you in the bath? I'm like, no. I wish I was.
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Do you do the thing where you talk to someone on the phone in the bathroom and then you mute it to flush? You like mute your phone to flush?
Depends on who I'm talking to.
Or do you don't, you just flush. You don't even mute. You let them know.
If I'm talking to like my siblings, I'm flushing. I'm flushing, they're watching.
Oh, you put it
on
FaceTime.
And I'm on FaceTime. But no, if I'm like on a business call or something, yeah, I'll mute it.
I mean, if you're in the bathroom, every call's a business call.
True. Duty calls.
I'm doing my business.
No. Fixing to blow it up. Yeah, I got it.
Fixing to blow it up. Why do you bring that up? Like, it's a reference that everybody gets.
In my world, my small world, it is a reference everybody gets.
Just say it.
I'm really bad at the narrative.
Okay, basically.
Thank you.
It was a
Home
news
Depot.
Story yeah. from some local news station where there was a bomb scare in a Home Depot. Thank you very much. And apparently the thing that like set it off was somebody was walking out of the bathroom, somebody else was walking in, and they said, thank God you're getting out of there because I'm fixing to blow it up.
Yeah, bomb.
And there was like a game of telephone
squad,
went on.
And a bomb squad showed up.
Bomb squad showed up.
Anyway, so every time there's a stranger in earshot and I'm near a bathroom, I do say I'm fixing to blow it up just to see how serious they take me, you know?
Have we talked about you and Lori Lightfoot?
I actually don't think so.
That's crazy.
But she's irrelevant
now,
so who cares?
I've talked about it on stage because it's just such a funny story.
I want to hear how you tell it on stage.
I'll just tell the whole story and then you can chime in with your perspective. So basically, we were going to brunch, a couple friends of ours, and we were going to a place nice, fancy, popular. So we had a bit of a wait. They were like, be 30, 45 minutes. We're like, oh, okay. So we walked down the street, go to the bookstore. We're walking in and around the bookstore. We're looking at all the books. In comes then mayor of Chicago, Lori Lightfoot, who I realize now everybody else knows that she's very short. I didn't know how short she was. But she's quite short, has a tall haircut, made fun of a lot for her appearance. But I'm just going to say, she was in the children's section.
She wears oversized suits.
With the big shoulder pads. I think that at a certain time, it was very fashionable.
Yeah.
She's now more than ever,
especially because she's irrelevant. We don't care about her suits.
But she was at the time the mayor. Here's what happened. We were getting ready to leave. All of us were standing outside and I was like, where's Jay? And one of my friends says, oh, I think Jay's in the bathroom. So I go in because I'm like, I don't want Jay to come out of the bathroom and be like, where is everybody? Right? So I come in. I know that Jay's in the bathroom, so I'm standing near the bathroom. And I would say, to most bystanders, it would kind of look like I'm waiting in line. So most people would wait behind me. Lori Lightfoot is not most people. Not only does she go past me, she jiggles the handle when it doesn't open. She assumes, oh, they have a key to the bathroom. She doesn't assume that there could be someone in there. So she's jiggling the handle, and she says to the employee, can I get a key for this? And they say, no, I think someone's in there. She says, oh, and she like sort of folds her hands in front of her jacket and she pretends to look at some of the stuff like on the shelves near the bathroom door. And when you come out, you like for a moment make eye contact with her as you're like walking past each other and you walk past and you're like, we gotta go. Because when I say Jay blew that place up, I mean, it was political eco-terrorism.
I still think that's the best thing I've ever done. It's the most, what would you say? Like
politically consequential,
like politically involved thing I've ever done. Just period. it's the most I've done to help
always
my
vote.
It's
so
the most I've ever gone, not exactly out of my way to help my community. If you know what I mean.
Yeah.
I mean, I get so confused as to what I'm supposed to say when someone knocks on the bathroom door that I don't say anything. So like,
especially when it's locked, it's like,
yeah,
who cares?
Yeah. I don't say someone's in here. Or like, just a minute. What is all that?
I do say those things.
You say, oh, sorry.
I'm here.
I'm
pooping.
Here. Pooping. Be out in a few. Yeah, that did happen. What was interesting about that is it was ugly. in it there.
I didn't get a waft, so I can't speak to how ugly it was.
But I just love knowing that Lori Lightfoot personally doesn't know me, but smelled my doo-doo.
Do you think it's the type of thing, they say that like smell is the most closely associated with memory. Do you think that if you were ever like at a dinner with Lori Lightfoot, like she wouldn't recognize you and then you'd fart like, and she'd be like she'd like no. notice.
What happened is that she literally, we can guarantee that she'll never go back to that bookstore again. Which is a shame because I don't like that bookstore. I wish I blew up like a more
a bookstore you like.
Yeah. Because the thing is, I'm never going to go back there and neither is she.
I mean, the problem is it's a new bookstore. Yeah. Ugh. Who wants new books?
Not only is it that it's new and there's so much that's already been printed and you can find it used, so why buy it new? But new books look hideous.
Yeah.
The new aesthetic of book covers is so ugly. I don't even care how good your book is. I'm like, ugh.
You don't like the minimalist color palette. Is that what you're talking
about? It's like
about?
Three colors. The font is white and it's like Impact or something.
Yeah. It's like sans serif.
It's disgusting.
Also, this is something that's always really bothered me. They start with the hardcover printing. Mm-hmm. They print hardcover first. Shouldn't you print the cheaper one first? But they just want you to pay more.
That's
they
why.
Want you to be forced to pay it. If you want to read it now, you have to force to pay the higher amount.
Is hardcover for people who don't read laying down?
Hardcover's for people who don't read in the bath.
Yeah, I'm so confused by hardcover.
I have stuff to talk about, but do you have stuff to talk about?
I think you should start us off.
Okay, I feel like the elephant in the room is that I went to a sex
club. I have COVID. Now let me say that louder. I have COVID.
It's not true.
No, but you have been sick for days. So let's talk about how you've been sick with COVID and you went to the sex party. Yeah.
Okay, so we can talk. If you want to talk about how I've been sick for like 2 days. I met the perfect storm for my personal depression.
Okay.
Which is a couple different factors. First of all, politics is getting me fucking so sad and I'm so plugged in. I'm in a deep video game cycle with this one game. I've been playing it a lot. It's such a stupid name that it's embarrassing to be addicted to this game.
I want to hear. It's called My Littlest Pet Shop.
What? Nothing. My Little Sweatshop?
I said My Littlest Pet Shop. But sorry,
My Little Sweatshop. That would be a game. I used to play Tiny Towers. It was like the landlord simulator.
Sweatshop Tycoon. Sorry.
Okay, so it's called Once Upon a Galaxy.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
It's a pretty bad name for a game, but I have been playing it a lot. If anyone's curious, I got to 80 wins on Geppetto, so.
Do you think anyone's curious?
No. Okay. Well, actually, one of our listeners does actually play this game, and he's the one who sent it to me. I want you to know this to that one listener. If you ever send me a game again, I'm not playing it. I can't. Because the last two games you've suggested to me have taken over my life. Have taken over my life. And that means you're good. You're great at recommending games.
Sorry. I fed the guy carrots earlier, and there must be a carrot because he's digging.
Should we talk about how Lux is pregnant before we talk about my sex party?
No, let's talk about the sex party, and then we can go down to why I had to erase Reddit. That's a good story.
Okay. So, it's a sex party.
So, you're depressed.
Oh, the other reason I'm depressed is, like, the weather. That's another one. Mm-hmm. So, that's an additional element.
None of these are personal.
And then I'm sick.
Okay.
So, all of that has led to me doing literally nothing for
none
the past
of it's
2
your
days.
Fault. That's interesting.
I've done literally nothing for the past 2 days. All of it's my fault. I don't have to look at the news that much. I don't have to play the games that much. That's my fault. The sickness is not my fault, but I do let it debilitate me.
You might have got it at the sex party, and then that way.
No, because I got sick like 4 or 5 days after.
Anyway,
you don't believe me?
I just think that you went to an event where there was a lot of slipping and slopping.
Ask me how many people I made out with.
You don't need to make out with people at the sex party. You just have to walk in the door.
When I say a sex party, it was a very queer centered, slutty event with a back room. Dungeon style. I only hooked up with the person I came with in terms of like actual slipping and sliding.
Who slipped and who slided?
I slipped.
Okay,
they
slid. Interesting.
They slide. I slipped, they slid. We both slid.
Okay, got it.
I would say overall a good experience. I think that more people should think about it, especially because I don't think it's for everyone, but I do think that everyone that I spoke to there was like, this is better than I expected it to be. And it showed me something about myself. One thing that I think is really nice about these places is they got these wristbands and they tell you like your level of comfort with people flirting with you. I think we should have this all the time.
What wristband did you have?
I had a green wristband. That means flirt with me anywhere. There's a yellow wristband, which means I want to be flirted with, but only upstairs and not in the downstairs, more darkly lit area, you know, the more sexual area, whereas upstairs is more like make out dance zone, make out dance drink. Then there's like the red. It's like, I'm only here to talk to my friends. I don't want to.
Was there people with red?
Yeah.
What was the ratio of red, yellow, green?
I think it was 40% green, 30%. Wait, no. I'm trying to do math on the fly.
Well, you're at 70% right now. Whatever you're about to say.
Yeah. So I would say 30% yellow, 30% red, 40% green, maybe 45% green. It was mostly green, but not an overwhelming majority.
Was there anyone there with the red where you were like, why are you here?
No. Oh. For the most part, the people with red, they actually came with friends and they were there to like have a good time with their friends, be in the space, maybe gawk. Like there are a lot of people scantily clad. I had my whole butt out. I've never done that before.
Your whole butt or your butthole?
My butthole. My whole butthole.
What do you
mean? But here's the thing. I was wearing a jock strap. Have you heard of these?
I have. Okay. Thank you, Gabe.
I didn't know. I had to be informed by a friend that I had enough butt to wear one of those without showing my hole. I didn't know that I had enough.
How thick was the strap?
No strap out the back.
Oh, it was just like hugging the cheeks on
the
sides?
I was hugging the cheeks on the side. Yeah, I looked great. And you know how I know I looked great? Because that green wristband took me places. People were flirting with me.
But you didn't make out with them.
I did.
You said you only made out
I said I only hooked up with the person I came with.
How many people did you make out with?
Six.
It's so interesting that you are sick right now. You just have to see what's going on here.
I would think that I would get sick quicker.
No, that's not how sickness works. You have the point of contact. Then you kind of get 2 days for it to show up. And then you're so checked out with your body that you probably didn't even realize you were actually sick on Thursday.
I do think I was probably sick on Thursday.
Is it normal to get a shooting pain in your back?
No, is that...
Something is happening.
Are you okay?
Oh, whoa.
You ask, okay. You're in pain, and you're like, do you normally feel like a terrible pinch when you move?
As soon as I thought about being checked out of my body, I got a sharp pain in my back, so figure that out. Okay, wow, six people. Are you going to see any of them again?
No. Some of these people were just a kiss, not really a makeout. I mean, a passionate kiss. But one of the things that I did not expect to happen, but should have been a fucking no-brainer, is that I ran into people I knew there. Can you believe it? Not only did I run into people I know, they're stand-up comedians.
Oh, were they hot?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, hotties. But it's just like...
Blink twice if you don't think they're hot.
Oh, I think they're hot.
Wow.
I'm not blinking.
I know you're not. I'm freaking me out.
You did my makeup for the event. I was so bad at not blinking when you're doing the makeup, but right now my eyes are open.
That's true. Do you think the makeup made you more hot?
Yes. I do. I think it made me more hot.
It's interesting that you don't pay me.
I would pay you.
I cut your hair. I do your makeup. You hook up with six people. And I'm broke.
I can pay you to cut my hair.
I'm just kidding.
No, I would.
No, I'm kidding. No, I was talking to my mom the other day. You know, a lot of times my mom says things like, she never really gets into it politically. I know which side she's on. Her and I, like, we both took the same test to see where...
Oh, the political alignment quiz.
Yeah. We were eerily close. Like, actually probably closer than you and I would be. Me and anyone else. Yeah. It's so interesting. So she doesn't really have to say much. Usually she's just like, this is crazy, Jules. This is crazy. That's like usually what she said. But the other day she was really going in detail and she was really, I was like, wow, this bitch just kind of well read, you know? She was going off. And one thing.
Current events?
Yeah, about current events. Like, but specifically, she's like, this is the new department and blah, blah, blah. And Elon Musk. And
you
like, I was
you
like,
you don't even know about.
No, actually, it was a good thing I read
things
the news only, that morning.
Because
I actually
you know about because you talked to your boyfriend. Sorry, your partner.
Here's
sorry,
what I'll say. Sorry, both. Actually, my understanding of politics is reinforced by my boyfriend etc, the cohort of men who really like to talk about politics. You know, it's like when they're talking about it, I'm 50% listening, 50% thinking I already read that and know that, you know.
Sure.
It's kind of like your parents studying with you for a test. I already know the material, but when they're saying it out loud, I'm like, I did read that.
Oh, that's nice. Interesting, because when my parents would help me study, they'd be like, get it through your fucking skull.
Yeah, you know,
they'd be like, why didn't you read this chapter? No, I was They were fine.
The conversations that I have out loud regarding politics make me realize you could read like two articles or you could do like 10 hours a day. Because usually the people who have listened to media 10 hours a day do a lot better job articulating what's going on. But they don't really tell me anything I don't know. And I read very little.
That's interesting.
Like, I don't actually think they have a deeper understanding.
Okay.
But they're saying a lot of fancy stuff.
I think that might be indicative of a greater understanding. Or that maybe they're just dumbing it down for you.
Anyway.
Okay, my mom is talking about politics.
My mom was just saying like some far out there stuff that is true, but it's like, okay, but like whatever. And she's like, this is why you have to grow your own food. This is why we need small communities. This is why we blah, blah, blah. Like, true.
This is why you shouldn't vaccinate your kids.
She's like, this is why you never got the polio vaccine. Sorry. This is why you have HPV. This is why you have polio. This is why you're likely to get shingles. but anyway. She's like, this is why you have to grow your own food. This is why we have to be in community with each other. This is why you have to don't sell your clothes. Just barter with people, blah, blah. And I was just thinking about it. Like, when I do small services like cutting your hair, money does mean nothing because it does feel... Because I'm cutting your hair, some other small business isn't making money.
Yeah.
You know, this is in her brain. She's like, do this, do that. And it's like, okay, so if I grow my own food, then farm stands don't get any money? Like, yeah, CSAs don't get any money?
That's the
money?
Only thing you're taking from.
Yeah.
Because you're not, I mean, you might be taking some from the grocery store.
Like, she's like, barter with each other, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, so if I cut Gabe's hair, I get no money and the small businesses don't either.
Yeah, but Supercuts is still doing fine. It's like, they're sports clips. They got the Raiders on, so they'll be fine because men who don't know how to think. The people who make money are those who capitalize on people who don't want to think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? The only things that take off are convenient. Amazon didn't succeed because it's the best. They succeeded because they're the most convenient.
Which is kind of sometimes the best. Okay, problematic.
Go ahead.
But ever since EM.
EM?
Elon Musk.
Oh.
Dr. Musk has been on his tirade, okay? I started buying from Amazon. And I want to tell you the relationship here. I had a real strong no Amazon philosophy for the past like 10 years.
Yeah.
Okay? I've only used other people's Prime. I'm a fucking hero.
Yeah, super.
Bow down.
Super, I'm very much, I'm ethically consistent on this. I only use other people's accounts to exploit the workers.
I am clean. My hands are clean. I use their credit card and everything. No, I was going to say, like, maybe I buy something from Amazon like 3 times a year. When I like really like, I'm like, Amazon is actually like the thing that needs to happen right now.
You only,
anyway,
I think you only do that much because you have aquariums.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like, I need this niche part. Item, and like, I do need it in a specific time frame.
I'm just
like,
saying that is a worse way of taking away from the same small business that you're talking about. You know,
like, dude, our local pet shop abuses the animals. Trust me. Like, I've literally tried to like blinders on, like go through there, being
okay,
I'm not gonna look at everything.
What's worse, abusing fish, or abusing fish and people?
Where are the fish and the people?
You know Amazon's got to be abusing fish somewhere. Well,
I'm sure they got an office tank that really needs to be clean.
Well, first of all, an office tank that needs to be clean. And second of all, you can order fish, right?
No, you can't order live animals.
You can order ladybugs. I'm looking on Amazon right now.
Yeah, but insects are different.
I'm just looking it up. I'm curious if there's any live animals I can buy on Amazon.
I mean, listen, if you could buy live animals on Amazon, I would have had my own Prime account and our house would be
okay.
A zoo.
Here's a crazy thing about Amazon. Did you know they released a version of It's a Wonderful Life on their streaming service that just removed the entire moral? They removed the like flashback, what if I was never alive part.
I guess I'd never seen the movie.
It's like the most important part. It's crazy.
Why'd they do that?
I literally have no idea.
Well, while Gabe is looking up something that I already know to be true.
I'm just curious.
Because you don't believe me.
Okay. Guess what I can buy for $34.95?
A
Tiger King Cobra Guppy live fish. I can buy a Toledo goldfish, standard fin koi, variety of colors and patterns.
Look closer. $126.
No, these are fish.
Well, I mean, I guess that makes sense.
20 plus mixed color Neocardinia shrimp, live freshwater shrimp.
Can you buy like a mouse though? I mean, it is true.
You can buy beta fish, guppies, goldfish.
Okay. Well,
freshwater, that's... Freshwater, saltwater.
I guess it makes sense because they're just working with... Like,
I'm
distributors.
Just saying, they're also abusing fish. And you said they weren't.
No, they're not. It's not like... Those are companies who are selling them through Amazon. Amazon's not manning the tanks.
You don't even necessarily know
I
that.
Know that. Amazon, if you're listening, do you guys have a fish tank? And if so, what's in it? Let us know.
Gerbil. What's most likely to be...
Gerbil.
What's most likely...
Cute gerbil pillow. Why? It's a little harder to type in gerbil.
Okay, I don't think I can buy a gerbil.
Here's what I'm going to say.
I can buy a gerbil playground.
I'm looking to be wrong here, but here's been my inner narrative, okay?
Go ahead.
Recently, one, I've been very broke. Two, really don't want to go outside.
So far, this is not holding up.
Three, a little lenient with the Amazon purchasing because it kind of seems like worse things are going on right now.
Definitely. I mean, here's the thing. It has never been about individual choices. Making the world worse or better is not about individual choices. Obviously, humans are imperfect. And I think some of my friends would get mad at me for being like paternalistic and saying like some choices need to be made for people.
But how's that paternalistic?
Paternalistic?
Like parental?
It's a term used a lot in like in regulation and in medicine, right? The idea that like you'd be making a decision for your patient.
Isn't paternal though?
It means dads? Fatherly, yeah.
That's but problematic.
It is a little problematic. I think that paternalism, medical paternalism specifically, is like used paternally because a medical maternalism would be more like based in whole patient care.
What about patricide?
That means you're killing your dad. Yeah. I don't know what you're talking.
That's just another funny thing involving dads. Anyway.
Anyway, but the paternalism, right? It's like obviously a lot of people don't think decisions should be made for people. I can understand that, but I do think it's like we're building incentive structures for people. So like, yeah, everyone uses Amazon. I don't use Amazon because I'm better than you, but
because I'm not a real person.
I'm not a real person. But the problem isn't that people use something that's convenient. The problem is that this Amazon. Convenient thing exists.
Yeah.
I'm not going to stand here and freaking fault you. And I know that there are worse things going on, but.
And I got a free month of Prime.
But you are contributing to some of the very bad things just because you're contributing to
just for a month,
billionaires
though.
That aren't the oligarch.
I'm only contributing for 31 days.
What?
I'm only contributing for a month. I'm testing out contributing.
Oh my God. You got horrible. Prime?
No, I got a free month.
Oh, okay.
That's why I've been going hard.
Okay.
That's honest. That's
I'm
my
glad
honest.
You're being honest. I hope you get canceled for this. I hope this is the thing that ends your life.
Our listeners buy on Amazon all the time.
Please message our Instagram at badboyhavior. Do you order on Amazon? Thank you. I want to get
it's
this.
Only going to be the people who say no.
I'm curious.
We're going to get 5 no's.
I'm not going to shame you if you say that you order from Amazon. I'm not going to shame you. I'm not going to shame any of our listeners if they write in that they order from Amazon. I'm just going to have a little data. We have 5 listeners. And
they all shop on Amazon. So. And they're all about to say no.
They all shop on Amazon and they're going to say no?
Yeah.
Okay. Were you going to say more about your mom?
No, she's just saying, you know, we should do insider trading. Not the way that people talk about insider trading, but bartering.
Bartering. That's not what insider trading is at all.
Insider trading. People, it's 2 people in a house trading. Insider trading. You know what I'm saying?
I would give you money for the haircut.
No, but that's the thing. I don't want your money. I want a service. Okay. What can you do for me?
So you want a specific service or
well, the whole thing
do you
is
want
that money
bartered ahead of time or do you want it to just be a gift economy? Because I love this idea ever since I read Braiding Sweetgrass mm-hmm. of the gift economy where you just give, but you only interact with people who you know or have come to trust will give if they can. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I mean, I hope that you feel like I do some things for you.
I'm glad you hope that I feel that way. No, I'm just kidding. Listen, I feel it's totally fine. I'm not really bitter about the haircut. I'm just saying that I don't want your money. It's every time that you give me money, you have less money. But I would take something from you. That doesn't mean you have less of something.
I have a fine amount of money.
Well, I don't really understand why I'm broke as fuck then.
because you keep not accepting money. Oh, God. I have to pay our bills. Shit. I got some bills to pay.
All right. So our bills aren't paid. Maybe you can pay those.
Well, they're due yesterday.
Nice.
So
here's
they don't
the
charge
thing.
A late fee for 5 days, so it's not really due until 3 days from now.
Here's the thing. I was going so hard on Reddit. I posted on the how to look maxed. Looks maxing.
Did we talk about this on the
Probably podcast? Not. But honestly, it's so bad, folks.
Wait, can you say the one thing that it was just so funny? So Jay posted a selfie or a series of pictures of mm-hmm. them. They were having a couple days of bed rest. Mm-hmm. And so they were bored. And so they posted a couple pictures of themselves.
I knew it. No, I posted before I was on bed rest because I knew I'd
be
bored.
Be entertaining.
Yeah.
So.
And it was.
Just some pictures of themselves on the Looks Maxing subreddit, which is a toxic community of people telling each other how to look better.
It's honestly not toxic, though. You would assume that the person posting is actually themselves. So they're consenting. And sometimes.
I'm sorry. Can you go back to the first? You would what?
You would assume, I mean, because there's nothing stopping me from posting a picture of
so
you.
What if you post pictures of somebody else and then you just like read the comments and then use those as insults on the person next time?
No, I've thought about this like a lot.
I'm just saying.
No, that's a great idea. It's not and ethical. I do think it's hilarious.
I think they should have to do the thing where it's like, okay, confessional time on r/rate my tits. On r/rate my tits, you have to put up a thing like a piece of paper written on it, your Reddit username.
Oh, okay.
So then they know it's you.
Interesting.
Next to your tits, obviously.
That's hilarious. I always thought people did that because they want like someone to follow them.
No. I mean,
like, here's my tits and here's my handle.
I think that some people do that.
So you go on Rate My Tits?
I have been on Rate My Tits.
Have you rated the tits?
No. I don't comment.
That's where you get your porn. Interesting.
I was checking it out.
Anyway, I actually do think, besides the fact that there is some potential for someone to post pictures of their ugly ass roommate just to fucking sabotage them. I do think it's kind of cool because honestly, like a lot of people said to me, like, hey, how do you think I could look more blank?
Sure.
I won't be mad. I'm not going to be offended. I'm not going to like berate myself for whatever you say. Like, I think we would all have feedback for each other. I'd be like, I think you'd look great if you wore more green. That's not fucked up. So I do think that the community.
And how come every time you cut my hair, I look ugly?
Well, you asked for that haircut. That's not the haircut I would give you if I was choosing a haircut for you.
Let's do that next time.
Okay. I'll pick your haircut.
Thank you. That's all I've ever wanted in my whole life is to walk in the barber, not say anything, and then just fucking do me up.
Yeah.
Just fucking do it.
Yeah. I would do your
haircut. I want it. The one word that I would say to them, it's a hyphenated word, is low effort. I don't want to have to do this every day.
Do what?
My hair.
What does doing your hair look like?
I don't want to have a haircut wherein it doesn't look good unless I do it.
What does doing it look like to you?
Putting in some pomade.
I've never seen you do that.
I have pomade.
Interesting. It's been under our sink for 4 years, but that's interesting. Anyway, I think the community is. I do think the community is great for straight people. Okay. For cis straight people.
Okay, can we say what the comment was? Somebody comments on your freaking post and they say, are you a lesbian because you're fat or are you fat because you're a lesbian?
Okay, so.
How am I a lesbian if I've got two boyfriends? That's what you should have said.
I was like, I know I'm not a lesbian, so I must be fat. That's actually what I thought. One of these things must be true. And if I can confirm I'm not a lesbian, then they might be right.
Having looked at the pictures, most of them, you were wearing somewhat baggy clothes. But in the ones where you weren't, you didn't look fat at all. At all.
Well, thank you for saying that. I mean, I didn't really think that I was showing off my body in any of the pictures because I wasn't really like thinking someone would just come out here with that. What's interesting is I did follow up and said, where am I fat? And they said, between your neck and your feet.
Wait, I think it was funnier the way they actually said it.
What was it?
Between your neck and your ankles.
Oh. So I actually know I don't have a fat face.
You don't have a fat face and you don't have fat feet. So but, what are they talking about?
I don't know. I mean, it's valid. I put myself out there. They came
they
for me.
They roasted you.
They also said.
r/roast me.
They also said. Androgyny is becoming of no one.
No one is becoming of no one?
Androgyny looks becoming on no one.
Oh, androgyny looks bad on everyone?
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
That's wrong.
Whoa, okay. So that's wrong.
If you don't think androgyny is sexy.
I don't care what you think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that you're missing something.
I did have a few people DM me being like, you're so hot. But it's just kind of cowardly.
They only had shame to say that you were hot. Everyone was like happy to post, you're ugly, you're ugly, you're ugly.
No one said anything nice to me, actually, like publicly. They DM me being like, you're hot. Publicly, I got, you're lesbian, you're fat, your face might be thin, but you got a fat ass body. And
it's literally not true.
And something about how I haven't really found my fashion path was another. And then
I think
the,
that's true.
Yeah, because the fuck, sure, I don't think I have.
Yeah, that's not an insult.
I'm not out here being like, I look so good. Tell me otherwise.
Sometimes you do.
But last thing, also a crazy thing, is they said that I was missing the layering section between like the nape of my neck to my bangs, which is true. And I did get a haircut after they said that.
Thank you to that person for giving legitimate feedback.
But weirdly, the picture that they used to reference what my hair could look like was someone with an afro.
It
was literally like, I don't know what the curl pattern is, but like, if the curl pattern is like 1 to 6, like probably the 5 Whoa. Of how tight the curls were. And I was like, I see what you're saying about me not having layers like there, but my hair can't look like that. No matter what.
Yeah, you don't have curls. I know this is an audio medium, but like Jay has like maybe wavy hair. Maybe
Jesus
wavy.
Christ. Anyway, I'm on a diet and I got my hair cut and I just spent all my money on a sick new outfit.
It's interesting that you go there looking for this like honest feedback, but you also come to me looking for honest feedback.
Yeah.
And you hate it. You really despise when you get honest feedback from me. The other day you walked up, you were wearing a denim jumpsuit, strapless. I don't really understand what this thing is. How would you describe it?
It's a Carrie Underwood look.
With a heart-shaped bust. And you were wearing a striped tee underneath it with baseball lengths. And you were like, how does this look? And I was like, it's okay. The color's good. I don't really understand this thing. And you're like, why do you hate me? And I'm like, I don't know, maybe you could have a necklace. And then you go in, you find a necklace, you come out and you're like, ooh, I look so good. And I was like, I don't know about that necklace. And you're like, why do you fucking hate me?
That's me standing up for myself. The real reason I was talking about Reddit, though, last thing, is that Reddit and Amazon are actually very connected here. because every time I go on Reddit, then I'm buying something on Amazon. Because I go on Reddit and then I find out that my turtle is going blind, then I have to buy drops. I go on Reddit, I find out that my cat has acne. He needs chin wipes. You know, like, it is a one-to-one. So anyway, I don't feel good about shopping on Amazon. I don't feel good about finding out all my animals are going to die sooner than I thought. And for those two reasons, I still have Amazon, but I did erase Reddit. So I still have a few more days with the Prime.
Okay, well, I hope that goes well for you.
But Lux is not blind. However, he is potentially laying eggs.
Yes, you did build him a little sanctuary where he could dig in order to lay his little eggs based on
his little eggs.
Reddit comments.
Yeah.
By the way, I looked it up. They are edible.
You looked it up. Yeah. I'm glad. Oh, that's why I saw a hole that had nothing in it.
I took him.
Yeah.
Have you seen the price of eggs lately?
I know.
If he does lay eggs, we should give them to Nigel.
Cook them and feed them to Nigel?
Give Nigel some scrambled turtle eggs. Come on. Going back just a little bit.
Disturbing.
One great way to get feedback on your appearance that doesn't involve putting yourself online like that is going to a sex party. There's no quicker way to know that you're hot than to like see queer people staring at your naked body on the dance floor.
Yeah, but what if they look like this?
Then you know.
Well, that was the face of disgust.
Yeah, it was a face of disgust. But then you know that they feel that way. You know, some people barely gave me a glance. That's okay. Some people, you know, shy about it. One person was like staring at me in the eyes a lot.
Did you make out with them?
I did.
Interesting.
Here's the thing. When I'm already like grinding on one person, making out with another, it's very easy to be like, yo, you want to make out too? It's great.
This is so disturbing.
You don't like this?
This is like the overlap of like me and your relationship where I'm like, there's maybe some things
we shouldn't talk about.
We shouldn't talk about. But, you know, I'm glad you feel comfortable with me.
I do think it's really funny that I go to this event and like 40% of the time I'm like off with two comedians, like just chatting.
That's good.
Everywhere you go, if there's other comedians there, you just end up talking. We had a lot of time to wait while they were waiting in line to get spanked by the Dom.
Can everyone tell me how to look maxed?
Jay, they can't see you.
Yeah, but you know me, probably.
Okay, if you go on our Instagram, there's a video of Jay.
Really?
Yeah. It's cute.
You know, if you think that there's some gentle way you could tell me about something that for sure would make me look more maxed, let me know. And if detransitioning is the best option, I'm not completely against it.
Androgyny is becoming on no one.
Yeah, true.
Personally, I think androgyny is becoming everything.
Of everyone. Yeah.
No, it's becoming the world. The world is becoming more androgynous.
Well, we love that.
I think, personally, Elon Musk looks pretty androgynous.
Of a mix between what and a what?
Man and turtle.
Oh my God.
Nice tits.
I saw them on Rate My Tits. Anyway, I really miss Reddit.
Did anyone send you any advice questions?
No, but someone did request me to roast them on our podcast. Here's the thing, like a 13-year-old girl, at every moment of every day, I could tear someone to shreds. Like, I didn't get bullied when I was a kid, but I got bullied as an adult by young people. Like, they do that.
Yeah.
And they really do come for you.
They see very clearly.
Yeah. I remember
they're
like...
They're good at improv for that reason, too.
I was in a, like a best... Really fast story. I was in a best friend program where like I had like a little kid that I saw once a week and I would go to her house and we were supposed to do her homework.
You're a terrible role model. Why would they let you?
I'm actually really good with kids. Just saying. It was like a little like child abuse for child abuse vibes, you know? Her siblings were so mean to me. They'd be like, you fucking poor. You can't even afford a shirt that looks good and your shoes are ugly. And I'm like, whoa, you know? Mm-hmm. Like that kind of shit. But anyway, I do consider myself absolutely ruthless if I was given the mic and someone said, do your worst. The unfortunate thing about being asked to roast this person is that at this point in time, I don't really have anything negative to say about them. That might be the biggest roast.
Hey, chin up, buddy.
Like, yeah, I was gonna say, that might be the biggest roast of all.
Is like, why are you so insecure?
The biggest roast I have is just like,
your shoes look great, you insecure bitch.
Ooh, have you considered getting shoes that aren't really cool?
Have you considered learning how to take a selfie? Because then you'll have a great self-image. Okay. Yikes.
Okay. I think we are done here.
We're done. Everyone, thanks so much for listening. Always please be on your best behavior.
I'm changing my sign off.
Don't.
Well, can you do it for us this time?
Bye. 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 Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.